This is Brenda Best. I got a little song for you. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Jozy Fasantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time for the Jozy Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasquantino, and now here's the host of your show, Jozy Pasquantino.
It's Jozy Pasquantino. Thank you for tuning in to the Jozy Show. We have a really exciting show for today because we have three phenomenal people joining me, and I'm super stoked because we got some fun stuff to talk about. So thank you guys once again for joining us, whether you guys are listening from our site, if you're in the chat room, or checking us out later on Archives, iTunes, or Zune. Super glad you guys are here with us. Super, super excited. I can't wait. This is going to be a blast. So let me make sure everyone could hear us all right. Have to make sure you guys are not going to want to miss a moment of this great show. Here's what we will do in the next hour next hour or half or so. But here we go. My guests tonight are Elizabeth Cobb from ElizabethCobb.com. Singer-songwriter J.A. and singer-songwriter Sherry Miller. Also, remember my show, Josie's Hard Country, on the Southern Star Network, airs on Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern at www.thesouthernstar.org. All you have to do is click on the Josie's Hard Country tab at the top and enjoy. I'm super excited because my guest tomorrow is the wonderful singer-songwriter Mike Lane. I had so much fun talking with him. He's all the way in the U.K., so that was a blast. It's brilliant, if I must say so myself, so make sure you guys check it out. And so now I will be partying with you on Friday nights at the Jozy Show and Saturday nights on Josie's Hard Country, so check that out. Oh, yeah, Jozy Palooza. So I'm very excited, and now I really, really want to mention what we have here. We have wonderful features, especially a new tab at the Jozy Show. So right when you enter the site, you'll see all these tabs at the top. They're all, like, blue and pretty. But anywho, focus, Josy. You'll see the forums tab, which is amazing, if I do say so myself. You could chat with us. We're usually in there. We give news on past guests or future guests. We have a lot of fun topics in there. And also there's the Ask Josy tab, which you could ask me any questions that you may have, and I respond ASAP. So much fun. I love answering questions. Just talking, per se. Anywho, and then Arcade, which is a lot of fun as well. I play a lot. I'm a very big gamer, so that's mainly why we have the Arcade in there. So, there's a lot of games. Big thank you to Alan Firestone, who's our web designer and producer and so much more. It's awesome. And then, of course, we have the store, and then the new tab that I was mentioning, the press. I've been in a newspaper, that I'm very excited about, and so it's there. I think it's still, we're still working on the links and everything, but it is there, and also we have the contacts link where you could send us a message, and we respond, and I love getting messages, so send us a message if you'd like. So now it looks like our first guest has arrived. Super excited. Everyone, please, please, please give a warm welcome to my first guest, Elizabeth Cobb from ElizabethCobb.com. Hello, Elizabeth, you there?
Hello, Josy. How are you today? This evening?
I am doing great. I'm super excited to talk with you. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm in Denver. I just relocated here and had my first snowfall. I love it out here. It's beautiful.
Oh, my goodness, that is fabulous. I'm so glad you're enjoying it. And snow, yay, I love the jump in it. Okay, that was random.
Exactly.
I love it. So let's get started. I understand that you're an educator. Will you share with us what you teach?
Okay. Actually, Josie, I have a master's in education, and I also specialized. I'm completing my special education certificate. But my background, I taught for 2 years in Northern Kentucky. I taught high school science, biological. I did a lot of earth science for freshmen. And then my second year before I became a full-time entrepreneur, I was teaching special education for third graders. And that was an amazing time.
Wow.
So now, about in 2008, I was sitting in a classroom in Owenton, Kentucky, and I just was passionate. I knew I could sit in that classroom for the next 30 years, or my dream is to write. I love to write. I've always wanted to be a screenwriter, and so I put ElizabethCobb.com live in January 2009, and it has taken me places that I had never imagined. So now I do a lot of blogging and social media, and at the time when I started my blog, I used Twitter as a way to drive traffic to my blog. And so through networking, I was coming out west. I was moving out west originally. I moved out to Boise, Idaho to work with a famous marketing person, and I met Pat Melfi in Salt Lake City, and this was about a year ago. And he actually is the CEO and the founder of MuseArt World Foundation.
Yes.
And that
I'm
is where I found you.
Yes, exactly. See how we all connected there? And I'm very excited because with the MuseArt World Foundation, we have a radio-a-thon that is going on, and I'm very excited about it. Can you tell us a little bit about that for our listeners?
Yes, it's going to be on November 8th. It's from 2 to 6, and you are actually going to have a two-hour block, and you're going to talk and have celebrity or, you know, different people come in and talk about empowering arts and music education. That's MuseArt World Foundation is a dream of one of the executive directors, Pat Melfi, as well as other executive directors. If you go to our fan page, it's facebook.com/MuseArt World Foundation, and then our website is museartworld.org. And so it will go into great detail of what we're doing, but we're raising money for art and music education, bottom line. We want to, you know, a lot of cuts have occurred in public schools. They're cutting music and art, and so our dream is to bring the music industry together, and you're one of our teen stars, because you show exactly you have a passion, and if you just give you a microphone, look how successful you've become, and you're empowering tons of people.
Thank you, and I really enjoy it. And music and art programs is what MuseArt World, the foundation, is about. What does it mean to you, music and art programs? How do you feel about it?
I am that girl in Michigan, because I'm originally from Michigan, and I've always, like I told you, my passion is writing, so that's my artistic passion. And MuseArt was something that, if it was brought into the schools and giving that funding for, you know, special writing programs or whatnot, where I grew up in the middle of Michigan, a very small town, that's what I envision, you know, giving, empowering children wherever they're located in the United States as well as globally, because eventually, you know, this is going to expand throughout the globe, is those children just like myself. You have a dream, but maybe because we shouldn't stop that dream because of lack of funding. That's the bottom line. If you want to be an artist, if you want to write lyrics, if you want to be a painter, that's what it is, to empower children so that they can have the funding and they can follow their dreams on whatever they want to do.
That's the bottom line, and I know for me, such as choruses and talent shows, music was a big part of, you know, my school, and I really enjoyed it, and it got me to where I am, and, you know, I appreciate music even more from starting out doing that at school. So I think it's a really great thing, and I believe in it, and I love it. I love everything that you guys are doing. I think it's brilliant.
I remember back in when I was in third grade, we did a play, and it was, I was actually a representative of the Soviet Union, and we split the class in half, and it was a musical, and it was talking about world peace, Now, you're a bit younger than me, so you don't remember the Cold War, but at the time, that was a history lesson. It was a musical, so we sang, and then, I mean, everything wrapped up into music and art. And, you know, we learned about the political things that were occurring at that time, so it kind of encompassed every subject, and I'll never forget that. And so that type of funding, MuseArt can bring that funding into schools throughout the country, small areas, rural communities, urban cities, and we can empower children so that they can have the opportunity to participate in those types of activities.
Yes. So you were learning and you were also being creative. They were, you know, letting you express yourself and just enjoy what you were doing, which is very,
exactly.
very important.
As a teacher, from the other angle, I told you about growing up, my passions, but as a teacher, kids have different learning styles. Some kids are tactile. They need to have touch. Others hear. Others see, visual. It's not straight learning from a textbook. And so we have to, and special children with disabilities, they need to be given the chance to have the opportunity to what their learning style is. And so also MuseArt eventually would like to correlate curriculum and funding for that. So what I really recommend for your listeners, if they can go to our Facebook fan page, it's facebook.com/MuseArtWorldFoundation, and click like. If they can like our page. Every single day we're updating content, we're sharing. We're also working directly with righttosucceed.org. They're actual schools that are working in California that have funding for music and art education. So if your viewers could check out righttosucceed.org. And then our website is museartworld.org. And it'll be all over your website, I'm sure, so your viewers can check out. But if they can go to our Facebook fan page this evening and click like and go on over to our website and read more about MuseArt World, that would be wonderful.
Absolutely. And there are so many ways that you could support this. You know, as you mentioned, you could like the Facebook page. But how else could our listeners get involved and help out?
I need writers. I need people to volunteer. We have the Radiothon is November 8th, and it'll be on the fan page, and we'll be advertising it on the website. But volunteers, you know, I volunteered originally for this, I'm a volunteer, and I need people to help with content. We need people to there's different activities that we have for the Radiothon, and anybody can work from home. I obviously do other things and have a full time job, as well as everybody that's currently working with MuseArt. So if anybody could give extra time, I would love to speak with them directly and share with them different possibilities that they could volunteer.
Love it. I want to mention this. I have so many friends that believe in this as well, and that were also in choruses and talent shows, and they feel so strongly about this, and they all want to help out. They all feel so great about what MuseArt World Foundation is doing, that they all want to be a part of it. So I wanted to get that out there and maybe
they can
join.
Yeah, so they can actually go to our website, museartworld.org, and there's an activity board where they can click, and we need writers, we need bloggers, we need people to help with website design, and then there's other different activities. So if they can go there, they can send an email, and I will contact them directly and put them to work a little bit. If everybody works together, we are going to raise a lot of money, and the money is going to go back into the schools so that we can have art and music education. So that's together, working together. That's the bottom line.
Working together, exactly. And for people who don't know, what is the current condition of what's happening in many schools today with their music and art programs?
That's something that we have illustrated a lot in our blog. You know, times are tough out there. A lot of people are unemployed, and schools have to make cuts. I was actually laid off from my position as a special education teacher in Northern Kentucky, and so because the state of Kentucky had budget cuts. And so that, you know, my energy and my passion was cut. You know, the time that I taught with those students, those third graders, I hope that I instilled for them to follow their dreams. And at the time that I was there. So bottom line is, it's rough out there. And so we need to come together as a country. We need, I guess you would say, occupy music and art as other people are having other initiatives out there politically around the country. My passion is to come together and raise money for children.
I love that. I love that. And that's how people can get involved. But also, how could schools get involved and take advantage of this program?
They can contact me as well, or contact the MUSAR website, and we will get back with them. If there's teachers out there that would like to volunteer, currently we actually have, there was a student, she is one of, just like you, Josie, Nanya, she moved from New Jersey to Northern, or she was actually in the middle of Kentucky, Glasgow, Kentucky, and it was on the blog that I posted, where she walked into her school, total different environment, new friends, and she walked into her school and she approached her music teacher and she said, I would like to introduce you to the song, Each One Teach One. And the lyrics are actually on our blog, so anybody can go look at it. And the music teacher made that into the theme of the school.
Oh, really?
So that young lady walked into a different environment, no friends, no schools, just wanted to share, helping one another, each one teach one. So it's working together, and it was a school theme, and she sang the song, I think it was around September 11th of this year, they had a school program, and she sang that song, and so she's an example of what schools can do together and promote this.
I love that. I wish more people could, get that song into schools. That'd be
yes,
really cool.
And we're
more
working
people
on that. That's something that. So as people click like on the Facebook fan page, as they go and volunteer, even if they just want to, and of course we want donations, and then the money's going to come together, and then we are going to give this back to the schools and whatnot, and share this to help one another with music and art education.
Yes, and I believe, I'm pretty sure that on our website or on the Facebook page, there will be a donate button for people to do that, right? I'm pretty sure that we'll have that on our site.
And donations, yes. $5 will go so far. So if everybody comes together and they share with their Facebook fan, their friends on their social media, I have 19,000 followers on Twitter. And could you imagine if just every single one of those followers donated $5?
Oh, that would be just perfect.
Exactly. So if we all donated a small amount together and we volunteered our time by just sharing, sharing the fan page, directing people to the website, museartworld.org, if we all just took 15 minutes out of our day and promoted this, how many children will be impacted? Millions and millions of children. And this is going to go above and beyond the United States. We want to go global. We want to share this with the world. So if I could make a call to action for everybody to just kind of spread the word, have this go viral, and share the fan page and the website with their friends and family. I personally went back to Ohio, and I shared it with my family members, and they all were on there clicking like on the fan page and checking out the website. So I had 15 family members at dinner. If they share with 15 and 15 and 15 and 15, we can all come together and help one another.
I love that. I love that. I'm actually going to do that now. Get all my family members that have Facebook and just like away.
Yeah, and you don't have to just send emails. If people just share on the streets. The producer, Pat Melfi, and he is the executive director, he went into a mall with a girl. She's 13. They were shopping. And he went into that mall, and he said, he went to strangers and said, what do you think about donating $5 for music and art education to raise money so that we can, instead of having cuts in schools, if we could have this money go and raise money. And guess how much money he walked out of that after 4 hours? Take a guess.
How?
Right?
Oh, my.
$800.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow.
So, that's just two people in a mall sharing and empowering and talking about how we need to empower children. We need to come together and raise $5 at a time and bring it together and put that money back into the schools.
We can make so much progress if just, getting just one person and just share this. We can get such great progress with this. And there's so many people that are also involved, like Lewis Marklin, who will also be hosting with us on the Radiothon. And, Skylar Jett and Malia and Pat Melfi, and all of them are just wonderful. And big kudos to all of you guys who are doing this. And I'm so happy to be a part of it. I think it's
exactly
wonderful.
And I've just shared it with a few people. And I've met the contributing writer, Daryl Allison, out of Austin, Texas. William Henderson in Fort Collins. He does all the, it's Maximum Geek Design has done all the website design and search engine optimization, as well as we've got people in Denver, Edward Raymond and Patna. We've all come together, and they're just donating a small amount of their time for this cause. And together, I've met amazing people from this. You know, everybody knows that children need this. We do. And if we just give a little bit of our time and a little bit of our money and we come together, we will raise a lot of money for arts and music education.
Exactly. And nurturing a child's, like, talent and, you know, creativity is very, very, very important. And that's why I believe so strongly about this. And as you mentioned, blogging and you do social media work to help children. That has helped a lot, too. You know, social networking has just been crazy helpful with this.
Exactly. I mean, my blog, I was in Northern Kentucky, and I put it on it live 2 years ago, and I remember, Josie, I was like, oh, you know, I'm not the best writer. And that's, we can't let that happen. You know, we need to raise the money because that's my passion. And using social media, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and all the social media sites to drive traffic to my blog. And now I'm sitting in Denver, Colorado, 2 years later, working with these producers and these executive team members, and we're creating a foundation that's going to empower millions of children. So could you imagine if I didn't put my blog online 2 years ago, where I would be?
Wow, you're fabulous. Can I just say that right now?
Thank you. You are too. So it's just, with that, with my little dream of empowering children in that classroom in Northern Kentucky, now I'm sitting in Denver, and we're working in together with some phenomenal musicians and artists coming together, as well as with the public, to raise money for children. And then we'll, millions and millions of dollars we can put back into the schools. And those children in those schools are our future Grammy Award winners, future writers, future artists, painters. You know, those are the, that's going to influence society. And so we need to come together.
We do, we do. And also with your blog, for people who don't know where your blog is located, can you let everyone know?
Actually, they just go to museartworld.org. It's right there. Yeah. So tonight, if I could do one last call to action, if they can go to our fan page and click like and spread it virally, and if they want to make donations this evening, that would be wonderful. $5 would impact if we all come together. So go to the Facebook fan page and click like, and then head on over to museartworld.org, and then we have a donate button, and together we're going to raise millions of dollars for music and art education.
Well, you know what? You know you have my full support, and I'm going to post a million links so people can just click away. Very easy access. I will make sure that that happens. And all you have to do is just like facebook.com/MutesArtWorldFoundation. It's all you have to do, and everything is there. So just
And volunteer. I would love to speak to every single one of your followers. If they could come together and write and help me and help our team members, and together we can, you know, if they could spend an hour a week, and that would be an amazing thing.
Absolutely. And where could we, like, check, like, progress on this, and people who, you know, have helped and donate? Would we be able to see this, like, on a blog or, you know, progress
absolutely.
That we made with schools?
Yeah, it'll be, everything will be on the website, and we're going to have updates on the blog. We're in the process of coming together. We would like to have as many content writers as possible, and so we're going to be updating on a weekly basis and, of course, daily on the Facebook fan page and driving traffic back and forth through social media so that people are aware of what's going on. And also, like I said, if people would like to check out righttosucceed.org, those are current schools that are working right now empowering children with private funds. And so we can, together, we'll just make as many schools as possible throughout the United States.
I love that. And I just thought of something, a good way to help. I have a lot of schools by where I live. You know, if we could make, you know, have a poster or anything that I can just bring in there about this, I think that would help.
Yes, flyers. Yes, we do have flyers, and so we'll talk about that so people will have that information at the Radiothon. We can email that to them, and they can share it with their schools. And I hope that other people like that Nanya did in Glasgow, Kentucky, can walk into the school and share each one teach one, helping one another, and make it a school theme throughout the country.
I love it. I love it. And remember the Radiothon, and it'll stream right at facebook.com/MutesArtWorldFoundation Thursday, December 8th. Be there. We'll have fun. It'll be, Yeah, it'll be with Solutions with Denise Nguyen and Teen Groove on the Move, Lenore Luca, and myself at the Josie Show, and we'll have a bunch of fun and make a difference. So be there. Help us.
Great. So the most important thing today is to go to Muse Art World Foundation Facebook fan page. If they would like to make donations, go to the museartworld.org website. And they can email me if they want to volunteer. And then December 8th is the Radiothon.
Oh, it's going to be so, so great. I am super excited. And, Elizabeth, I just want to thank you so, so much for coming on. And I am super excited to get this rolling. And, you know, I'll help out in any way that I possibly can.
Thank you, Josie. Thank you. You just prove you're a great example of what can happen when you just – you know, give the opportunity to children and students like yourself and how you're impacting other lives with with your show. And so you're just a perfect example of what we want to do. We want all children to have the opportunity to access music and arts in public schools. No matter
Absolutely.
Where you live, like I said, if you're in the rural area or if you're in the urban city, you should be able to have access. And so that is our goal with Muse Arts.
Absolutely. That is our mission, and I'm very excited, and thank you so, so, so much. And you can come back anytime, you know that, and I had just a blast. And also, ElizabethCobb.com. I want to mention that.
Yes, I posted – I've been in Denver for about 4 weeks now, and I actually met an actress as well as a professional painter, and I just made a posting today talking about their dreams and how they work together to help, you know, with their dreams. So if anybody would like to go to my website, there's a demo reel, and I have pictures on there. So because I like to – I use my blog as a way to empower people and share about their passions and their dreams. And so that's – I've always wanted to be Oprah Winfrey, and I do it through my blog so I can interview amazing people around this country and this world. So I would love for them to go and check it out. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for everything that you're doing, and I am just stunned by how wonderful this is, and I believe in it so much, and I'm going to definitely be spreading the news about this, I'll tell you that.
Okay, great, Josie. Well, have a wonderful evening. So if all your viewers can go and like us on our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/MuseArtWorldFoundation, and then head on over to our website, make donations, volunteer, and yes, December 8th is the Radiothon, and I'm excited to be an active participant in that. So thank you, Josie, for having me on your wonderful show, and you keep on empowering thousands of people like you do. And congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's my honor, and it was an honor getting the chance to talk with you about this. It was so much fun.
Okay. Well, I will be back on your show very shortly, so have a wonderful evening, and thank you, Josie.
You too. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Woo. Bye. Awesome. That was the wonderful Elizabeth Cobb at ElizabethCobb.com, ElizabethCobb.com. And I'll also post all of the links that you need for the Muse Art World, MuseArtWorld.org, Facebook.com/MuseArtWorldFoundation. Every single link will be on our page. So please check that out. And we have to spread the news about this. Anything that you guys can do, I mean, $5, like Elizabeth said, and also, talk to your schools, talk to your teachers about, you know, keeping music and art programs because they're very, very important. I know, I remember I used to do courses and, you know, they really inspired me to, I've always wanted to be a singer and songwriter, but just having them being, you know, telling me, you know, you could do this. You're great. You're wonderful. Just keep doing what you're doing. It means a lot. So I want other kids to experience that as well. So that's why this is very important to me. And please, please check out everything. So also I want to mention we have a huge, huge list of guests that are coming on the show. And it's very, very exciting. We have Noise from the Basement. Here's in December. We have Noise from the Basement, Kenny Colgate, Shay Fisher, Jamar Brown, Levi Moore. And December 23rd will be our holiday show. Yes. So if you have made an original holiday song, we would love to play it here on the Josie Show, and it'll play during our holiday show. So all you have to do is email our producer, Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com, and we'd love to play it. And it's going to be so much fun. We're going to have such holiday funness. Yeah, that's definitely not a word, but it's my word, so we're going to use it. And also December 30th will be our New Year's show. Last year we actually had the dropping microphone, and I had friends from school actually join me with this. We had a huge dropping microphone to count down our show's New Year. And so what will we do for the countdown this year? What will we drop live? I don't know, but send us your suggestions. Isn't that a great segue? Send us your suggestions to us on Facebook.com/Josie Show. And all you have to do is go on Facebook.com and type in the search bar, The Josie Show, and we show up on entertainment. We should pop up. So check that out. And also, I want to mention we're booking for January. We have some room happening for January. So if you would like to be featured on the show, if you're a actress, actor, singer, songwriter, musician, painter, book author, anything, just let us know, and we would love to promote all of your work and chat with you. I love talking, so we'll have a blast. So yes, and also if you guys, the fans, have someone that you'd like to recommend to our show that you'd love to see on our show, just email our producer, Tina, at josieshow.com. So yes, huge lineup of guests. We'll continue. So tune in each Friday night right here at www.josieshow.com at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Also, I want to mention, since we did just get off the phone here with Elizabeth Cobb, I want a big reminder again about the Radiothon. It'll take part this Thursday, December 8th. The Radiothon is from 2 to 8 p.m. Central Time. The Josie Show will go live on the Radiothon at from 6 to 8 p.m. Central. And you can tune in at www.facebook.com/MuzartWorldFoundation, M-U-Z-A-R-T World Foundation. Some of our guests will be like Mr. Pat Melfi, Amanda Ply, recording artist Polly Carmen, my vocal coach Gloria Brown, and legendary songwriter Preston Glass, just to name a few. And this will raise awareness and funds for Mozart World Foundation to help keep music programs in schools. So all you have to do is check them out on Facebook. You can like their page to show your support. Also visit their site at mozartworld.org. Also, I want you guys to all check out Conscious Music Entertainment at Conscious, C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S, musicentertainment.biz. More details to follow about this, so keep listening. So is our next guest here has not yet? Okay, well, then I can continue talking about our site because I love to talk about our site. We have also a photos tab, which is very, very exciting. There's photos from everything. We have photos from doing live interviews. We have, I believe, Jason Clutter up there when I got to interview him live, Justin the Mystifier. So many wonderful pictures, Photoshop pictures, so you all can enjoy those. Yeah. Also, remember, after every show, our show is archived, so you can listen to it over and over again, constantly put on repeat. Or if you, were on the show and you want to listen to it, it's always amazing. So now it looks like our second guest has arrived. Everyone, please welcome J.A. to the show. I'm super excited. Here he is. J.A., you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
It is my pleasure. I've been super excited to get the chance to talk with you. I've been super excited. I hope you're doing great.
I'm doing fantastic.
Awesome. Good to hear. And so let's get started. So tell us, what age did you start singing and getting into all of this?
I started at 3 years old.
Wow.
And I've been doing it ever since.
Absolutely.
I've been doing it
You're
ever
amazing,
since.
I have to say.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Anytime.
I started writing my own songs probably around 6 or 7. And wow. So, yeah, I've been doing it ever since then.
Yeah, so basically it's in your blood. You were born to do this.
Oh, yes. It's definitely a gift.
Oh, yeah, and it probably helps you. I believe you come from a musical family. Tell us, how has that helped?
That helped me so much. I've always believed that I had a very stable musical foundation, and I think that has a lot to do with my own family. I have two uncles that play guitar. One of my uncles sings and has had a band several times. Throughout his life, my dad used to sing, My mom used to play piano. My aunt does musical theater, and she used to sing in church choirs, and she was actually a part of my uncle's band, and it just runs through our family, and I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's just fabulous. And I want to mention, we are actually getting ready to take part in a radiothon on December 8th for Muse Art World Foundation, supported by Conscious Music Entertainment, to keep music and art programs in school. And you were also in school choir, so you know how that is. How did that help you in your career?
That helped me tremendously. I walked into choir in high school thinking that I knew it all, when I shortly after found out that I knew nothing. And I just was full of myself, and I definitely needed to learn the basics, and I did. And choir has helped me so much. If it weren't for choir, then I probably wouldn't be, you know, my vocal talent wouldn't be as good as it is today.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Absolutely.
I think it's helped me a lot.
It has. I remember in school I used to do, like, choruses and talent shows. They were always so much fun.
I loved them. I loved them. It was so much fun to get into.
Yeah, definitely. And who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you look up to?
Oh, my gosh, that's hard. I would probably have to say I've been a big country music fan for about 10 years or so. So mm-hmm. I would say my biggest influences in that genre is probably Dolly Parton and Reba McEntire.
Oh, yeah.
Dolly, probably more so towards the songwriting. She's helped me a lot with that. And yeah, Reba she's fantastic and has helped me a lot vocally to how to interpret a song and how to carry the notes and really put a lot of emotion and depth into a song. And they've both helped me greatly.
I agree. They're just so amazing. And I seen somewhere, did you meet Dolly Parton? Did you?
Yes, I did. I met her about 4 years ago. I met her about 4 years ago. I through the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh, sweet.
I had surgery about 4 years ago, and the Make-A-Wish Foundation came to my hospital room, and they told me I can make a wish, and that was my wish. And so in April of 2008, they flew my family and I to Knoxville, Tennessee, and we went to Dollywood, and we got to meet Dolly Parton, and she is amazing and fantastic and just a wonderful person.
Wow, that must have been phenomenal for you to, you know, be able to meet someone that really inspired you. And you both have stuff in common. You guys both like to sing, so you guys could talk about that and stuff. That must have been fun.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. We talked for a while.
Very, very sweet. Very, very cool. And I really want to play one of your wonderful songs with us tonight. We have your song, Diamond in the Rough. All right.
Oh, yes. I'd love my new single, yes.
Oh, I'm so excited. Let's play it right now, everyone. Here it is, Diamond in the Rough by the wonderful J.A. Here we go.
She's like a flower in a field of weeds. The only thing that's blossoming and making this patch of grass still green. She's a butterfly with a mended wing. She's been kicked and shoved and spun around. Love's put her through too many ups and downs, and still she gets back up again. I thank God he has blessed her as my friend. On the outside, she's tough and hard, a little risky and too much of a party queen. But on the inside, she's just like you and me. She's faithful, she's strong, she loves, she's a star. got the biggest heart. All you gotta do is smile wide and keep your head up high. And know that love is on your side. I'm always here for you, and that's no lie. I've seen you grow into a woman. And when it all comes crashing down, you don't run. You're gonna get through it. You're gonna see through this. 'Cause you're a diamond in the rough. She's a wild thing with a sensitive side. But as long as I have known her, I've known that that's her pride. The girl that we all know and love. She's a dreamer, walking through life. She's got dreams and wings to fly high. She's reached a point in her life where she knows that freedom is the train to ride. All you gotta do is smile wide and keep your head up high. And know that love, I'm on your side. I'm always here for you, and that's no lie. I've seen you go through so much. And when it all comes crashing down, no, you don't run. You're gonna get through it. You're gonna see through this. 'Cause you're a diamond in the rough. Oh, a diamond in the rough.
And that was Diamond in the Rough by J.A. Can you tell us a little bit about the song?
Yes, I can. That song was inspired by a really good friend of mine. There was a time in both our lives where our love lives were kind of going up and down, and we were going through personal struggles and trying to find our place in this world. And as I was talking to her and we were having our conversations, I developed this song. And What I try to do with all my songs is I try to generalize them. I try not to make them too personal, because I want everyone to be able to say, hey, you know, I've been there. I can relate to that. So I hope that people can relate to Diamond in the Rough, because really it's a song about finding yourself and trying to find your place in this world and just be the person you are and not let anyone tell you different.
Absolutely.
I know that.
I love those,
specifically.
I love those kind
go
of
ahead.
Songs.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. You go. Sorry.
I was just going to say that I know specifically the song talks about a girl becoming a woman, but really it's generally about, you know, someone just growing up and being who they want to be.
Exactly. And like you mentioned, you love songs that, you know, people can relate to. Those are my favorite songs too, you know. That's, I think, why I like, you know, your songs, because they do have a meaning to them and they are relatable. Other people can, you know, see themselves in it. So that's why I love it.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you do.
Absolutely. And for the new fans out there, where can our listeners go to purchase your music?
Right now, there is no specific way to purchase my music, but the Diamond in the Rough is available on SoundCloud, and they can get a free download from it, and it'll go straight to their computer, and if they want to put it on their iPhone, iPads, iPods, or MP3s, they can certainly do that and listen to the song.
Nice. So very easy. So if you please, everyone, check it out and get on your iPhone and iPad and everything that starts with the letter I. check it out. Love it. Yes, absolutely. And can you give everyone the links to your websites? And I know you're on some social networking sites, so they could chat with you.
Yes. My official website is www.j-amusic.weebly.com. And I post there not too often, but usually I have someone else post for me. But if you really want to get direct messages from me, the best way to do it is through my Twitter handle, which is at JAOfficialTweet. You can follow me there and get direct personal tweets from me. That's where I do most of my updating and posting.
I love it. I love Twitter. So everyone follow JA on Twitter. Make sure you do that. Sweet.
Thank you.
No problem. And here's a fun question. How would you describe your music in three words, if you can?
Three words. I would describe it as, relatable is one, I think.
Yes.
Soothing and calm.
You hit it right on the market. Exactly.
Calm. I think that pretty much sums it up.
It does. It covers everything. It does.
Yes.
Yes. And are you currently working on any new projects that you could tell us about as of right now?
Yes. I am in the studio currently mixing and mastering my debut album, Love Is, that is due out next year.
Ooh, awesome. Okay, so when that releases, you got to let us know so we could advertise it, okay?
Definitely. I will definitely let you guys know, and I'll be posting it all over Twitter and everywhere. So you can't miss it.
Perfect. Perfect. So basically you're saying that is my excuse to get you back on the show, right?
Yes. If you'd love to have me again, I'd be more than happy to accept.
Would love that. Would love that. So tell me, do you have any upcoming performances planned where fans can see you?
Yes. If anybody is in the Imperial Beach, California area, I do have a Christmas concert coming up on December 12th at the Beach Club Grill. And again, it's in Imperial Beach, California. It's a free show. It's filled with festive holiday songs that everybody knows. And I've even written a few original Christmas songs that I'll be performing that night, too. It starts at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Sweet. So if you're in that area, check it out. I love Christmas concerts and performances. Very cool. And as you mentioned, you have some original holiday songs. If they're, you know, recorded or anything, we'd love to play them when you can. That'd be cool.
Okay. I'll let you know.
Sweet, sweet. And here is a fun question. If you could open for any artist or band of your choice, who would you want to open up for?
Well, I would have to say he's a local artist from San Diego, but he's a really good musician friend of mine, fantastic. His name is Jefferson J. I believe he would be one person I would love to open for.
Sweet.
He's a local San Diego musician, but he's fantastic, brilliant, and a really good friend of mine. And, yeah, I would love to open for him.
Absolutely. That would be a blast. I mean, you know, you guys are friends, so it'll be like hanging out with a pal and doing what you love.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Oh, yeah. Love it. And so what are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music?
That is a hard question to answer because I am constantly revolved around my music. See, that's a hard question. I would have to
say, you know what? Music is fun.
Music is fun. I would have to say hanging out with my family. I love my family. They have given me, next to God, they've given me the utmost love and support I could have ever asked for. And, I mean, as we don't get to see each other very often, but when I am with everyone, I enjoy it and I soak up all the love and time that I can.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Family, most important thing, and doing that. And it probably is a lot of fun for you because you have a musical family, so you guys could, you know, chill out and do some music or something.
Totally.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome. This is a question that I really love asking my guests who perform live and all that fun stuff. Do you have any onstage embarrassing moments that you could share with us? Anything that crazy happened?
Let me think. That's another hard question. Any embarrassing moments? I guess this is a pretty embarrassing. I was in the second grade, and I did a Christmas show, and I believe I sang Jingle Bell Rock, and I kind of did my business on the stage accidentally. And,
accidentally.
It was very embarrassing, but
things like that, it happens. And what my motto is you are not a professional unless that stuff happens. And you are young. You were young, so you know what?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So I think that's my only embarrassing stage moment, actually, now that I think about it.
Wow, nice. See, you are doing your thing, and you are just amazing, and I think you're just phenomenal, and I would definitely love to have you back on and talk to you some more. A lot of fun.
Thank you. If I might add, this album, Love Is, my debut album, is dedicated to my choir director, Mr. Don Truesdale. We wrote a song together called Love Is This, which is actually my very first single, which was released 2 years ago. And he, unfortunately, we lost him in a car accident in January 2009. So I just wanted to put it out there that the album is dedicated in his memory, Mr. Don Truesdale.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry to hear that, and just wonderful thing that you dedicated the album to him. Amazing.
He's a great inspiration. Great inspiration.
He sounded like it. You guys wrote a song together? Really cool.
Yes. Yeah, we did. He was a genius at what he did. Had his master's in music and was absolutely amazing.
Phenomenal. I think that's amazing. And we actually ran out of time, but J.A., I had so much fun talking with you. And please let us know when you're available. I'd love to talk to you again. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and I will. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye. All thank right. you, J.A.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Awesome. That was wonderful. J.A., love it. And also, after the show, we always post links. I post, links of our guests on Facebook and Twitter. So you could check out all of J.A.'s stuff, Elizabeth Cobb's stuff, and our next guest, who is Sherry Miller, who we're going to be having her pretty soon. And we're going to be trying something new with Sherry. Let me get my producer on because I am so not good with this, so let's put her on. Okay, this is my producer, Tina Marie Pasentino. Same last name, so you can guess. She's my mama. All right, hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Are you having some technical difficulties with this new call feature?
I am having some technical difficulties all night tonight. I don't know what the problem is.
We've been having internet connection fails and everything. It's insane. But
that's just why you're doing a live show. Wouldn't do it any other way.
Exactly. I love it. I love it. So tell me, what are we doing here? What are we doing?
All right. Well, it's good to have a surprise, isn't it? So,
yeah.
All right. So this wonderful broadcasting system that we use decided to pop on their call feature. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know if we should have been left alone with a call feature.
Oh, man. I hope this works.
Because I'm starting to think that we probably shouldn't have been left alone with a call feature.
No.
So we have not tried it yet, but we have been dying to, you know?
Yeah.
And so we have our opportunity tonight. Sherry Miller, who is a fantastic singer and songwriter, is going to be a good sport for us tonight, and she is going to let us try our feature out on her. So, if this works well.
We're masters. Professionals.
Then, you know, life is just so much easier.
And if it doesn't, forget my name. I don't exist.
Yeah, and if it doesn't, then I'll be texting Sherry and, like, being so sorry, please call us.
Yeah.
So we are going to give this a try and just
see what happens.
Because, you know, you got to try new stuff when you get it, right?
I don't trust ourselves with this. I'm afraid, like, our computers are going to, like, burst into flames or something.
I don't trust us with the call feature, to be quite
honest. No, we should have got Alan to do this for us. But let's try to figure this out.
Right,
so what do we have to do?
I'm online right now. So since I'm on and I haven't been cut off yet, I'm going to give this a try.
Hurry before
you go. Yeah, so I don't know if this is going to, like, call her and we're going to have her right on the air, or if this is going to just, like, call her privately. I don't know. So if there's dead air, if there's ringing, or who knows what you're going to hear. But, you know, if you're in the chat room and listening, you know, type in there and let us know what you're hearing, because I'm curious.
Yeah, please let us know if you can't hear her side of the conversation and you only hear myself talking to myself. Please let us know, because it's not cool that I'd be talking to myself. Okay, so let's figure this out. Okay.
Oh, come on. That stuff doesn't happen here.
So we just wanted to do a beware.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Alan, our web designer in the chat room, just said, Tina, don't break the show. Yeah.
Okay, well, I could do you one better than that, because the paper that I had her phone number written on. Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
Okay. We had a last-minute call before our show went on air, and we are going to have a super cool guest getting booked before this year is
up. Are you able to mention it yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
No, not yet.
It's unmentionable.
Confirmed, but if I get it confirmed, we're hoping for December 9th, and it is going to rock your socks. How's that? Who did I take that from? That's a great line. Is that your line?
Well, you know what? All the lines I basically use, you use. So it probably is.
Oh, no, you know what? I think that might be Stephen Rummy. I think that might be your man's line that I just said.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I apologize for that. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, we don't know. All right, so here we go. I'm going to just type this in here because it looks
Give us a moment.
It looks like it's kind of easy to do. Which, when I think it's easy, that means this is really scary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, please, it works.
Well, it gives me options to do fun things.
Well, that's never good when we have options. I wanted this to scroll.
Yeah, I'm kind of afraid to push that button. I'm not going to push that button. I'm just going to push this one. All right.
Oh, goodness. What? Oh.
Yeah. Can everybody hear it? People in the chat room, can you hear us? Ooh, this is exciting. We're so funny.
Hello?
Hello, is this Sherry Miller?
This is
Sherry.
Hi.
The Josie Show.
Woo, you're on air.
Yeah, we should warn you. You're on air.
I'm on air right now.
You are. Wow. Yes. We tried this new call feature with you, and thank you so much for allowing us to test this out on you. We appreciate it so much, and it works really great. We're so excited. We got you on the first try. We didn't break anything. We didn't hurt anybody.
Nothing got set on fire. We're brilliant.
It is great. So now let's just give her a proper introduction, shall we, Josie? And then we'll just get started. I'll get off the line. I'll let you guys do your thing.
All right.
All right, Sherry, hang on.
Love it. Hey, Sherry, how are you?
I am good. Is this Josie?
Yes, this is Josie. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing great. I'm super excited to be talking with you, and I get to interview you. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. We're going to have so much fun. So let's get started. How old were you when you got started into singing and songwriting?
Well, I was pretty young. I feel when I first started learning piano and studying classical piano when I was a kid, probably, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, I just naturally gravitated to writing songs on the piano and it just felt natural. I don't know, maybe it was my way of rebelling against just sitting in this rigid piano bench and having to learn these really boring kind of, you know, at the time I thought they were really boring. Even though now I love classical music, but I just always felt it was a natural instinct for me, kind of like breathing, writing songs. And so I started at a really young age, and I actually have a songbook of all these songs I wrote when I was about 6, 7, 8 years old, like dozens and dozens of songs, melodies and lyrics and the whole thing. And I remember when I play piano now sometimes, it's I still remember them all. I kind of had this whole kind of like hieroglyphic dot system and about writing out music. So I was young. I was really young.
That's awesome. So you were born basically into this. You're very it's very natural to you. Love that. Very, very cool. And you also, you come from a musical family. Can you tell us how that may have influenced you in your music?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's so funny. People, I do think there can be a link, you know, in influencing you, but I know a lot of wonderfully talented people that don't come from, you know, musical lineage families. So I don't think one thing necessitates the other. For me personally, my mom used to be an opera singer and classical piano player, and my uncle is a recording engineer. So it was helpful in that it just, you know, it kind of feels like when you're a kid, if every family kind of influences you in what they do and how they think. And in my case, I really took, you know, the artistic, creative aspects of that. So it was interesting. I used to grow up hearing my mom singing, you know, La Traviata and all these, and playing all this Rachmaninoff classical stuff, you know, and I never even knew what it was at the time until I got to be older, and I don't even know all the stuff she played now. I think I probably need to go to the opera or something.
Yeah. That's awesome. And growing up, who are your biggest musical influences? Who'd you look up to?
Well, these are really broad questions, Josie. So there's the answers about it. Yeah. I mean, I would say, I'm a huge Beatles fan. I'm a huge Beach Boys fan, but I'm also into a lot of blues music. You know, Muddy Waters and Etta James and Howlin' Wolf and stuff like that, and then a lot of jazz too. A big jazz fan of the songwriting, like Cole Porter and the Gershwins and Irving Berlin and Rodgers and Hart. And also, you know, a lot of the great jazz players and singers, you know, Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan and Miles Davis and Coltrane and Dina Washington and Nancy Wilson and just tons of people. And I'm also into rock, you know. I'm really into everything. You know, I grew up, like, in my house, my mom used to play a lot of Springsteen and Tom Petty and stuff like that too. So, you know, it's you know, I just love it all. I just love all kinds of music.
I think it's awesome that you love just all kinds of genres. I'm like that too. So I think that's awesome. And so let's play some of your songs. I'm very excited. So let's start off with your song Spoons, which I've seen the music video. I think I've seen it on Facebook, and I love it. It's awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much.
No problem.
Yeah, for all you guys out there listening, if you're interested in music videos and watching videos, there's a music video we just put out for Spoons, which you can check out on my website, which is sherrymiller.com, which I'm sure Josie will tell you about later. Or you can go to YouTube or to Facebook, and I would love for you guys to watch it too.
Sweet. And I believe we played it in our pre-show. We have this, like, really cool thing on the site. We have like this like TV, and we played your music video Spoons on there for everyone to see. So sweet.
Awesome. That's great. Thank you.
Anytime. I enjoyed it before the show. I love it. And so let's listen to it right now. Here it is, Spoons by Sherry Miller. Here we go.
Ground control in my head.
that was Spoons by Sherry Miller, and we're chatting with her right now. So, Sherry, where can our listeners go to purchase your music?
Yeah, if you guys want to go to, the easiest way is probably to go to my website, because there's kind of a hub there of places to go. And my name, just so you guys know, is Sherry, S-H-E-R-I, Miller, Miller like the beer. M-I-L-L-E-R, so that's Sherry with one R and one I. And I have it on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, and I also have a special store on my website, too. So if you like physical CDs, probably Amazon or CD Baby or my store. And if you're into downloads, actually, downloads are everywhere, too, iTunes or anywhere. So, yeah, please, I would love if you guys would support. So thanks for asking.
Anytime. Perfect. Perfect. So it's very easy. So everyone check it out. And we'll also be posting links after the show. And very, very easy. Easy access. We'll do it all. And also, I want to mention, because this is really cool, can you tell us about being named in Music Connections list of 100 of the hottest unsigned artists? Congratulations. That's awesome.
Oh, thanks. You know, it's so funny. I just found out Music Connection, I guess, has been very supportive. They just had me in their top 100 music critiques of 2011 for the new record I just put out for Winning Hands. So, yeah. So, anyway, it was super cool to be part of the Hot 100 Unsigned Artists also. It's kind of, you know, it's really nice. I mean, you know, you create and you write music as a musician as an artist for just, you know, to kind of satisfy your own vision and you know, I try not to think about how the outcome and how it's received, but it is nice to get kind of validation and approval too when it does come. So yeah, it's very cool. It's very exciting.
Yeah, and well deserved. We're really big fans of yours on the Josie Show. So we just think you're phenomenal, and I love it. I love it. And let's see here. I think we're going to play another one of your songs I'm very excited about, Satellite. Let's play that now. Sweet. Here it is, Satellite. If it'll play. It's thinking about playing. All right, hold on 1 second. Techie difficulty. Yay. All right, let's see here. And if we can't get it, we'll play it next Friday. We'll make sure we do that. But, yes, it looks like we're going to have to play it again next Friday, or we'll try it again. But are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I mean, it's so funny. When I first put out Winning Hands this year, I felt like I was three records behind in a way, because I mean, I feel very blessed and very prolific, and I write all the time, and I have so many songs from years ago I wanted to record that, you know, just in terms of timing or budget or whatever it would be, I just haven't had the chance to record yet. So I have so many songs I want to record. And right now, currently, I've been recording one song, which also was a very lucky opportunity. I got to one of the musicians I got to work with on this past record is a wonderful, amazing bass player named Willie, who plays on the Dave Letterman show, and he's an amazing musician, one of the best musicians I've ever seen and worked with, and a wonderful guy too. And I genuinely mean that. And anyway, there's this song that we ended up playing for a show I had for the CD release party that I hadn't recorded yet, and I had planned on recording it. But so anyway, Will he fell in love with the song. He got really excited about it, and he kind of took the lead, and he said, why don't we just record the song, you know, since you haven't released it. He realized when I told him I hadn't released it yet. And anyway, long story short, we've been working on the song, and he has gotten some of his friends who are musical heroes of mine to play on the song. And so pretty much I've been recording this song, and he's had Paul Schaefer, who's the leader of the Dave Letterman band and an incredible keyboard player and musician and songwriter too, actually. So he's played on the song twice already. He's played, he has a Hammond B3 organ that he had bought from James Brown. So he played that, and that was, you know, it's so funny, like, when I'm around people that I have so much admiration for, sometimes I find it really hard to, there's so much I want to say, but I feel like moment, it's so hard to be articulate because you're so incredibly excited and so, like, it's so humbling and exciting. So anyway, I sometimes I feel a little bit like, or like a little bit like an idiot sometimes when I work with these amazing people. But anyway, that's a side story. But he's had we've had Paul Schaefer play on this song, and he's played beautifully, and we've also had a legendary songwriter and guitarist named Steve Cropper, who wrote Sitting on the Dock of the Bay and played on that, and has done a million other projects I'm a big fan of. So he's played on this song too. So to answer your question, Josie, yes, we're working on this song, and hopefully also, I mean, I am dying to record another record. I just put one out, but I am just dying to record another record, and I'm still writing more songs, but hopefully, you know, within the next year or even sooner, I'll have another album that we'll start recording. And also, one last thing is I have another music video for a song from my first record called Mantra. That it's a little bit darker of a song, a little moodier piano song, but which I love. I love the dark arena too. So, but we're going to be releasing that music video hopefully next year. And I was thinking about Valentine's Day, but I don't know if that's too cynical to release, like, a really dark love song on Valentine's Day. But maybe it's poetic. I don't know. I have to think about it.
Wow. That is amazing. Well, you are doing your thing. You're getting your work done. That's awesome. very, very cool.
Yeah. Well, thanks. It's you know, and you know, too, as you know, an artist and performer, too, just, you know, you're always on the next thing. You know, I just kind of... just constantly thinking about the next song and just kind of moving ahead and evolving as an artist and musician. So,
yeah, and I'm learning about, you know, songwriting and, you know, getting into that. And it's so much fun. And it's funny, you could just, how songs come to you. It's kind of funny. You'll just be like hearing someone say something, or you'll just be watching TV. And then you get an idea from it. I think that's really, really cool.
Yeah, the songs that I love about songwriting for me personally is that it feels like a very mysterious process, and it's very spiritually connected, and it's something that, you know, there's a certain amount of letting go and moving your ego aside and just kind of letting it happen. And it's so, you know, in my life I find oftentimes I'm constantly working on not being a control freak. And when it comes to music, you know, I definitely have a super strong artistic vision of songs and my music, but in the creative process itself, it's very easy to, if you're in the right space and you're, you know, and you feel completely in touch with yourself and in touch with something bigger than yourself, it's easy to let it happen, you know, and that's when I think the real magic happens.
Yes, definitely. I think it's so cool how it can just come to you. And there's a guest on my show that said when an idea comes to her, she excuses herself to go to the bathroom and actually records it on her phone or recorder, which is a really good idea. Very cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, you know, it's so funny. I kind of agree too. Like, it comes at the weirdest times, you know, sometimes these ideas. And for me, like, I've dreamed, I remember one night I actually had, I felt like I dreamt this song, and it felt like this amazing, amazing song. And I felt like in my dream, wow, this is such a incredible song. And then I woke up and I couldn't remember any of it.
it was
completely realized in this dream. And it's so interesting how it all works that, you know, you can get inspiration and ideas for writing and art and stories or movies or at any time, and that's just how creativity works.
Yeah, it's very, very, very neat. Yeah, very, very neat. And I have a fun question that I love to ask all of my guests, you know, performing. Have you had any onstage embarrassing moments that you could share with us?
Oh my God, tons. I feel like every gig there's always one.
I love this one.
Oh yeah, I mean, I am totally not afraid to embarrass myself and look like you know,
I look like
an insane person, you know, just like make a bumbling idiot of myself on stage. Because that's part of it. You need to be fearless, I think, and then just go for it, and you're bound to make mistakes, and you know. But I'm trying to think of the craziest things that have happened to me. I mean, I trip on stage all the time. I don't know if that counts for anything. I haven't gotten electrocuted on stage yet, which is a good thing.
Oh, that's good.
So that's good, right? I have performed in the rain, but no electrocution.
Oh, good.
Not wood. Yeah. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like, you know, like if somebody calls a song up on stage, you know, that like a, you know, an original song of mine or a cover song, nine times out of ten I'll try it even if I don't really know it, which is probably not the most wise decision a person could make, but I think it's fun to just kind of like go for it and try it. I'm just trying to think of embarrassing moments that have happened. I mean, I feel like there are so many, I probably have blocked them out at this point. But,
well, you know,
but, yeah, knocking water over on the stage. Thank goodness no electrocution there. I mean, all kinds of stuff.
My motto is you're not a professional unless something crazy like that happens, and you just continue, which is very important. So it happens. You're human.
Yeah, that's life. You know, like, you know, right. John Lennon said, life happens when you're making other plans.
Exactly.
Well,
nothing crazy happened. That's good. Like you said, you weren't electrocuted. It's all good. That's perfect.
That's true. I haven't been hit by any flying vegetables or tomatoes yet, which is a good sign, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, I used to be allergic to tomatoes, so I'm glad no one's hurled one at me, because the Lord knows what would happen if one hit me. Yes, I'd probably break out in hives or I don't know. But, no, yeah, so far nothing too devastating has happened on stage, and it's been, I mean, I love to perform. I mean, I love connecting with people on stage, and even when you know, I've forgotten lyrics on stage. You know, at the music video release party we did for Spoons, we had this big projector screen, and Spoons was playing, and I was trying to, the band was trying to sync up to the music video, which is, actually, it sounds easier than done. It's a little bit, it can be challenging, just because you have to start on the exact, like, beat before the song starts. It's a whole kind of thing. But anyway, so at one point I was singing the song and looking up on the projector of the screen to see if my words were matching up with the screen, because they were for the first half of the song exactly, which was a miracle, I swear. And then the second verse, you know, I felt like something happened where, like, I don't know if, like, the video skipped or the drummer was, like, a tiny bit behind or I was a tiny bit behind, but I looked up on the screen and I totally, like, it's like, wow, what an interesting scene, and I totally blanked out in the lyric.
Right
in the middle of the song, like, literally blanked out, and then I was like, oh, I think this is where I am in the song. So I, like, skipped about two lines and was able to jump back in. But, I mean, that stuff happens. I mean, you just, you know, just keep going. And you laugh it off. Or you cry it off.
Exactly.
You know, it depends.
Well, that sounded tricky and a little bit high-techy.
it was, like I said, I really am not even sure how we were able to get the first half to sync up. But, you know, it was... Yeah, it's a whole thing with getting clicks to match, and it's a whole kind of slightly, it was more complicated than I thought, actually. I thought, oh, we can just, someone will hit play, and, you know, it'll just be perfectly synced. And anyway, so now you guys really need to watch the Spoons video to see what I'm talking about, what we're talking about.
Yes. You guys all have to check it out. It's amazing. I love it. And one of these days, whenever you're performing in Illinois or anywhere close, I have to see a live performance. I think you are just phenomenal, and perhaps meet you. That would be cool.
I would love to. I would absolutely. You're based in Illinois. And are you which area? Which part of Illinois?
I'm in a place called Bartlett, Illinois.
Okay.
Right outside of Chicago.
Okay, so if I play Chicago, is that close enough for you to come to?
Yes.
Okay.
I will be there.
I would love for you to come to a show, and if I do, I will definitely let you know. I would absolutely be thrilled for you to come out.
Oh, that would be so much fun. I'll be the one front row screaming with the sign. That's usually me. So if you see that girl, that's me.
You're very enthusiastic. You're very passionate, it seems like.
I love it. And here's a fun fun question for you. What are some things that you like to do for fun, some hobbies when you're not working on your music?
Well, that's a great question, Josie. I mean, I feel like I'm a little bit obsessed with writing and with playing, so I probably spend way too much time on my music, although maybe there's not such a thing as too much time. But what am I into? I'm less so lately than I have been in the past, but I'm very into running. It's a form of meditation for me. So I'm into running outside, and I'm into nature, and you know, I love the ocean. I love going swimming in the ocean and any kind of like water-based sports. I'm a Pisces, maybe. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. But yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, love red velvet cupcakes. I love, I love some delicious mint ice cream with hot fudge. That's not really a hobby. I hope it's not a hobby. God, that would be fun. Okay. Wait, hobby. We're talking about hobbies, not things I love. Okay. I love, what else? I'm trying to think. What are hobbies people have? I don't even know. Movies, watching movies. Not into crossword puzzles, although I can understand why people do love them. Horseback riding occasionally. I have a friend out in Colorado and Kansas who takes me horseback riding, which if anyone out there has ever been horseback riding, it's phenomenal.
I used to actually take horseback riding lessons. It was a lot of fun. I loved it.
Wow. So were you cantering and galloping and
yeah, they taught you all that stuff. I did it with a friend. It was so much fun. They taught you everything, how to jump and do all that fun stuff. My mom was definitely afraid of horses, so how she managed to even stay in that room and watch me was just beyond me. But it was a lot of fun.
Wow. That's amazing of her that if she had a fear of horses that she was able to let you do that,
yeah,
you know, and that's awesome. Wow. You have a very, very courageous mom.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Other hobbies. A hobby, I don't know if this is a hobby, but I'm really, really bad at walking in high-heeled shoes. I'm not good off the ground. I like to kind of be closer to the ground and just in general in life, boots and sneakers and things like that. But I'm learning. I just got my first pair of like kind of high-heeled shoes recently, and so I guess I'm gonna make it a hobby to learn how to walk in them and not trip and fall flat on my face. If that's such a thing.
I think I need that hobby as well because I cannot walk in heels. My mom always tries to get me into heels, especially in really important occasions and stuff. But I'm like, please no, because I just have my sneakers. It causes less tripping moments. I mean, it's safer for everybody. So. But
exactly, I know it's definitely an art form, I have to say, and it's so funny. Like my friends are always like, "You need to be wearing heels when you're on stage with this thing," and I'm always like, "You know, that's a problem." I'm sure they're right. I'm sure they have great, fashion. Mm-hmm. It's just a question of can you stand for like an hour and perform and things that are like 3 inches off the ground and maintain a sense of balance and not. You know, it's so interesting. It's amazing that people do it. I don't know how,
Oh, I know. I'd rather be comfortable. I get the sneakers or boots or anything just without a heel.
I know. I'm with you. I totally think about comfort and being comfortable in your own skin and not falling on your face. It's always good. It's a good thing.
It's always good. It's always a bonus. Always.
Totally, totally. Oh, and one other thing, I guess maybe another hobby I have. I mean, I guess there's a lot of hobbies. I'm curious, and I don't know a lot about it, but I'm curious about constellations and astronomy and planets and stars and things like that. And that's just from like when you go to like New York. I live in New York, and out here you really can't see in the city. You really can't see the stars that well. It's just there's too many skyscrapers, too much smog. It's not really clear enough, but. When you go out to these, more into the country and you see these amazing, shooting stars and you see planets and constellations, and it's just so awe-inspiring to think that we're just one little planet in this vast universe, and so I'm always intrigued by just and humbled by how little we are really in the scheme of things. So, the universe is of interest to me.
Oh, well, that's awesome. It's so, so beautiful. I love looking at the stars. I do that with my friends, and I'll have, like, an iPod on me and just listen to music and just look at the stars. That interests me, too.
No, it's just unbelievable to think there's so much undiscovered territory out there, and we're just, and Earth is just one, what is it, we're one star, one planet, or one something in, like, our solar system, and there are billions of them, so it's, or millions or billions, so it's just crazy. It's unfathomable, you know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. And I want to mention, after this interview, my producer, Alan, he will come on and play your song, Satellite. I think he got it working, so awesome. Perfect.
Thanks, Alan. We just got the stars and constellations anyway, so that's perfect.
Yeah, that was random. I had to say that. that was really random. But I'm glad we got it working. But here's another good question for you. What is your greatest career memory so far?
Oh, my greatest career memory so far. Well, I mean, it's so interesting. I have so many things I could tell you guys. I have so much to say. I mean, I guess probably two different things. One of them definitely would be recording this new song and working with two, you know, some of my heroes, with Steve Cropper and with Paul Schaefer and with Will, it definitely was very surreal. I have to say it. I kind of was like, I can't believe these amazing musicians and songwriters are playing on my song. That's crazy. But so that was definitely one of them. But you know, there's quite a few. But I would say also. Before my career, quote unquote, you know, however you want to call it, because I mean, I think I consider my career like having started the first day I wrote a song, which was when I was little, I guess, so to speak. But when I first made that transition into getting really serious about my writing and musicianship, and if anyone out there has heard this story, stop me, and I'll kind of make it shorter. But it was when I was in college, and I was taking I was taking jazz piano lessons, and I was always very interested in songwriting, in addition to playing piano and guitar. So anyway, long story short, I was living in Philadelphia at the time, and I was writing songs, but not enough. And I felt like I was kind of not really committed enough. And I started thinking, well, you know, if I just had this keyboard in my room where I was living, I would be writing a lot more, but I couldn't afford it. You know, I didn't know how much a piano would cost. I had no idea what everything would cost. So anyway, and I lived really far from where the pianos were, which was in the jazz practice room, which was about 20 minute walk away from where I lived. And I wasn't motivated to walk there every day or just whenever I felt inspired. So I felt like, you know, needed to up the ante anyway. So I started dreaming about getting a used keyboard and thinking about it. And I started dreaming about it at night, and I was dreaming about it for months on end, you know, many, many months, thinking about this keyboard. It was gradually becoming more and more part of my consciousness, I guess. And then anyway, one Saturday night, I had a very vivid dream about this Casio keyboard. And I saw it very clearly in my dream, in my mind, and I woke up very, very groggy and kind of half asleep on this Sunday morning, and I needed to go to the library. So I was thinking, you know, do I want to go the fastest route, which was to walk down Walnut Street, which would have taken me about like 10 or 20 blocks down to the library, super fast, or I thought, do I want to take the more long and winding road across the campus and more scenic and all these trees and nature, and it's going to take me twice as long to get there, but it's just a more beautiful route to walk. So I kind of was guided by my dreamy state and my intuition. I took the longer path through the campus, and that one particular Sunday, they were on the way there. There was this church, and they were having a church sale that one particular Sunday. And I walked past this table, and I saw on the table the exact Casio keyboard that I had been dreaming about for months and very visibly the night before. And I completely, like, I was like in shock. I totally freaked out. I'm like, oh my God, this is what I've been dreaming about. And I asked the woman there, I said, how much is this? And she said, oh, it's $20. And I said, does it work? And she pulled out this Nintendo charger, you know, and she plugged it into this keyboard. It was kind of like buzzing and not working so well, but but it worked. So I said, okay, can you please hold this for 1 second? I'm going to just run to the ATM and grab $20, and I'll be right back. And so I ran, I got $20, I gave it to her, and I ran home. And from that day forward, when I had that keyboard I had been dreaming about, I started seriously writing songs, and just, it was like almost this very gentle, natural, easy-flowing thing that happened to me, and that I felt like I manifested this keyboard into my life, and I just never looked back from that moment. I just, it was like I really chose this path, you know, and that really changed my life, that one day, and the consequence, I guess, or the culmination of all those dreams, money for all those months. So it was kind of a really amazing, it was such an amazing thing when it happened. I can't even tell you in words how amazing it was. So I still have it. I still have a keyboard, and that changed, that one day altered my life completely.
That is crazy. See, when it's meant to be, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's so funny. You know, people say, when did you decide to become a professional musician or a professional artist, songwriter, whatever? And for me, it never really was a choice. It never was like I sat down at a table and twiddled my fingers and thought, should I do it? Should I not do it? Will I be able to make the money to survive or not? I never really made a choice like that. It just was this, you know, incredible, easy flowing thing that's just sort of happened. So, and I'm just grateful it happened that way. You know, it was just really, it felt like destiny, maybe, or, you know, like you said, it was meant to be somehow.
Yeah. Wow. You have some psychic abilities or something there.
Who knows?
Cool.
Yeah.
Who knows? That's amazing. Super amazing. And a very cool story. Thank you for sharing that with us. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. And there is a fan in the chat room, Stephen Remy. He wants to say hello.
Oh, hi. Hi. How are you?
Awesome. Hi, Stephen. Super cool. And I want to, one more question here, because we are running out of time, and I do not want us to get cut off. That is not fun. So who have you met that has made the biggest impression on you in your career?
Ooh, that's a great question, too. You're chock full of good questions, Josie.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to say a few people. The people that were involved in this record, I would say, were hugely, you know, influential in a wonderful way. I would say the producer of this record, who I am very blessed and very lucky to have worked with, is a producer and engineer named Kevin Killen, who I was a fan of his work before we worked together. He's produced some of my favorite records, from U2's Unforgettable Fire to Elvis Costello's Spike and Peter Gabriel's So. He's engineered and mixed a lot of those records. And like, he's done a lot of stuff. I'm a big fan of Paul Cole stuff and Tori Amos stuff, and just the list goes on. But he, and working with him, he produced and engineered and mixed Winning Hand, the record. And I just was so, you know, I was just so completely awed by how he's just a wonderfully elegant person. And he really taught me a lot about, you know, being elegant in songwriting and just having integrity in the work you do. And he just really just, he taught me so much just being around him. I just felt like I was learning so, so much. And it was a genuine honor to work with him, I have to say. So, and you know, and working also with Will Lee. I mean, he's just the quintessential gentleman and just wonderful human being, an incredible, incredible musician and bass player, you know, and great singer, just great everything. And working with him was amazing. And working with the drummer on this record, Charlie Drayton, who is a phenomenal drummer and bass player, and just also has incredible musical feel and sensibility, and just is one of, you know, the great drummers also. You know, I just working with everyone on this record, you know, was just, you know, and Jerry Leonard, who played guitar on this record, also was wonderful to work with. I mean, I just feel like, there's so many other musicians I've worked with too that, you know, I'd love to, you know, tell you about, but it's just, it's really just working with people that I have such great integrity and great musicianship and great artistic sensibility, you know, and are just ultimately consummate professionals also, and are really easy to work with. And so I just, you know, I mean, I've been very lucky to work with such wonderful people. And
wow.
I don't regret, I don't take it for granted a second of it. I just hope, you know, that I hope I keep having opportunities like that. And there's just a lot to learn. There's always a lot to learn.
There's always something that you can learn. And you have definitely got to meet and work with a lot of wonderful and talented artists and musicians. Very incredible.
Yeah. No, I feel very lucky. I feel very lucky to have worked with a lot of wonderful people, you know. Yeah, and at the end of the day, I mean, it's everyone's a human being at the end of the day, you know, so it's just really about, you know, there's, you know, I kind of see everyone as, you know, we're all different, but we're all equal. So that's kind of my worldview, I guess you could say. But it's been, you know, yeah, there's a lot to be grateful for. That's what I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I agree. And I'm very grateful that you came on my show and I got to chat with you. And I would love for you to come back on sometime. I had so much fun.
I would love that. Absolutely. Absolutely. I would love to come back. Thank you. You just
thank
we'll
you.
Be in touch. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And as I mentioned, I'd love to meet you one of these days. And thank you so, so much. And I think you're super talented and we're huge fans of yours.
Oh, well, I'm huge fans of you guys, too, and it was an honor and a pleasure to be on here, too, and thank you guys all so much for, you know, to all your audience out there for listening and for supporting also. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and I hope you have a great holidays. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Yes, to you, too. To you, too. Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Thank you so, so much. Sherry Miller, everyone. Thank you so much, Sherry.
Okay, thanks, Josie. Thanks for having me. And hopefully we'll be talking again soon.
Oh, absolutely. You know it. Keep in touch.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so, so much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Awesome. That was the wonderful Sherry Miller, super talented singer and songwriter, and I had so much fun getting the chance to chat with her a little bit. Big fans of hers, and you could check her out at her website, sherrymiller.com, S-H-E-R-I, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, and we'll post all the links, so it's very, very easy. And please make sure you check out all of her music, and I would like to play her song, fingers crossed it works this time, but let's play Satellite. Let's see if we can get this working. I'm pretty sure Alan, my web designer, has got this. Here it is.
All this man.
is Satellite by Sherry Miller. And I want to mention one last time, a big, big reminder again about the Radiothon, which will take part in this Thursday, December 8th. The Radiothon is from 2 to 8 p.m. Central Time Zone. The Josie Show will go live on the Radiothon from 6 to 8 p.m. Central. You can tune in at www.facebook.com/MozartWorldFoundation. We have a big list of guests here. We have Mr. Pat Melfi, Amanda Ply, recording artist Polly Carmen, my vocal coach Gloria Brown, and legendary songwriter Preston Glass, just to name a few. You never know who's going to pop up. So this is to raise awareness and funds for Mozart World Foundation to help keep music programs in school. Check them out on Facebook at facebook.com/MozartWorldFoundation and like the page to show your support. Also visit their site at MozartWorld.org. Check that out. It's wonderful. I love it. It's so much fun to be a part of, and I believe in it so strongly, and I hope you guys do too, and I hope you guys show this support. It's going to be so much fun. I've never done a radiothon before, but I'm just glad to be a part of this one. So thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Josie Show tonight, and we have Friday, we have some more wonderful, wonderful guests. Next Friday, the big list I mentioned. I'm super excited. Thank you guys so much, and have a great night. Happy holidays to you and your family. Bye-bye. Mwah! This is Josie.